We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now we get into it. Some postseason basketball is almost upon us. Eric Name of The Athletic, the Milwaukee Bucks basketball insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Eric, how you doing, man?
I'm great. How are you?
So I'm doing well, but I haven't got a call yet because, as far as I know, nobody's playing tonight, right? Everybody's
yeah,
out.
That's about right. There's not really a lot of guys that are going to be out there on the floor tonight for the Bucks. I do have to say I'm a little bit surprised by two of the names on that list. I think when you look at Malcolm Brogdon and Pau Gasol and Nikola Mirotic and Tony Snell, like, none of those are really a surprise. Dante DiVincenzo as well. But for me, I was kind of surprised to see the injury report last night with Brooke Lopez on it. And, again, Brooke Lopez is just it's a rest, load management kind of thing. And with him, like, that tonight would have been 82 of 82. And that, I mean, he doesn't have like a contract bonus or anything for that, but you know, that is something players like to say, right? Like, you know, I was there for all 82. I was an Iron Man. Like, you can count on me. And I'm sure when it comes to negotiations this summer, everyone can see that, you know, he had 81 of 82 and he had 81 of 82 because he sat the last one. But I would have thought that even if you do want to get him a rest, that, you know, you still have him just come into the game, get 82 of 82, and then, you know, that's something that he can put on his resume going forward. And, you know, that's just something players take pride in, like being there every night for your team. And even though 82 has an asterisk on it that, you know, Brooke knows he could have gone in 82, he still didn't. So I was kind of surprised to see them take it from him. And then with Giannis, he's listed as calf soreness and load management. And with him, I guess the thing that surprised me, and again, like, Bucks fans pretty much said that, you know, from the moment that they clinched the number one overall seed in home court throughout the playoffs, like, sit him, bubble wrap him, don't play him the rest of the season. And, you know, I just never really subscribed to that because Giannis is so obsessive about his rhythm. And he's just someone that, like, if he doesn't play for 2 days, like, even if that's just what the schedule says, say they have a Monday game, off day Tuesday, practice Wednesday, game on Thursday, he'll complain after the game that, you know, he didn't have a great rhythm, that he, you know, he didn't feel like himself because, you know, they had those 2 days off in between. And this is going to be a week. Like, if Sunday was the last time that they played, they're not going to play again until Saturday or Sunday. We'll know more about the playoff schedule tonight, but for now, like, it's going to be a week between games, and I just imagine him, you know, really trying to push through, and maybe the Bucks saying, okay, we can do the same thing that we did on Sunday where, you know, he played 25 minutes. It was a cruise control type game. They got their 60th win, and, you know, he got out without any injuries. But I would guess the ultimate concern is that Giannis can't really help himself once he gets out on the floor. You think of the game on Sunday, and he has this crazy chase down block, and well, on a chase down block, there's, you know, a chance that you fly up through the air, you hit your head on the backboard, you hit your hand on the backboard, mm-hmm. you land on the guy's shot that you blocked, you land on a photographer on the baseline, you run into the stanchion. Like, there's just a million things that could go wrong there. And, you know, I think ultimately they probably were just thinking, you know, we got to save Giannis from himself because he's got one speed. Like, he's right. Got one gear, and it's all he knows.
Who do they match up best and worst against when it comes to Orlando, Detroit, and Charlotte?
Probably worst against Charlotte. Charlotte has used some small ball lineups against them this year, and, you know, it's kind of given them some fits. And I have an article about, you know, ways to beat the Bucks coming out a little bit later today over at The Athletic, but that's one of the ways I list, and I use a lot of Charlotte Hornets clips in that article because, you know, you can just kind of see when teams go small against Giannis, that means that all those smaller guys can be a little bit more physical because officials are going to give them that leeway. They're going to let them be a little bit handsy. And then also they're going to flop, right? Like you got a Hulk coming down the lane. Well, you know, if you're smaller than him, you fall over, maybe you'll get some calls. And the Hornets have put him in trouble in that way a couple times this year. So the Hornets are probably who they match up against worst. And I would say best is probably Detroit. Detroit just hasn't had anything for the Bucks really this entire year. They just don't really, you know, at least with Orlando, like Orlando's playing a lot better as of late. But I mean, with the Pistons, there's just not a lot there that really challenges the Bucks. You know, some teams are really going to be in a bind covering Blake Griffin, but the Bucks aren't one of them. Like they can just kind of handle that and handle their business. So I would say that's probably the best matchup for them. Worst is Charlotte. But, you know, as I've told Bucks fans now for probably going on about a month, I'm not expecting more than 5 games in the first round, no matter who they play. But whichever of those 3 teams they get, you know, maybe they just have a bad shooting night or something on the road. But that they should make pretty quick work of their first-round opponent.
So I got to ask you, because the stunning news came out yesterday, even though it has nothing to do with the Bucks, you've got Magic Johnson stepping away from the Lakers. And I'm sure there was a huge buzz throughout the NBA because nobody really saw this coming. In that essence, is this a LeBron screwing it up type of thing where he just overplayed his hands and Magic Johnson just said, enough, I made a huge mistake in bringing this guy here? Or is this just something that maybe somebody saw coming?
Certainly no one saw it coming. And, I mean, that's the strangest thing, is that in the NBA, there's never anything that no one sees. No matter what happens, you know, there's always a whisper. Like someone, you know, had heard something, and, you know, you can talk to guys from other towns, and, you know, like there's always whispers. But there was none of that with this situation. And to me, I don't feel like it really has anything to do with LeBron, you know, reading a bunch of stuff at the Athletic from Bill Oram out in L.A. Like, to me, this was Magic Johnson not being happy with the fact that he can no longer be Magic Johnson. He loves being Magic. Obviously, we know the gregarious personality that he has, and, you know, just like the overall human he is. And he likes being able to, you know, just talk basketball with people. Like, he cited, you know, Dwayne Wade was retiring, or it was going to be Dwayne Wade's last game last night, and he couldn't be there. And he was like, I would love to be there. Like, that's mm-hmm. something I would love to do. And I just think he takes his role as ambassador of basketball, of the league, of just everything so seriously that for him not to be able to do it is just like, you know, he's not the same person. Like, he had to really commit to this job, and it was just something that he had really very little interest in.
That's it. Unfortunately, we're out of time because I'm looking down. I'm thinking to myself, I got about 10 more questions, but I don't have enough time to do it. Hey, real quick before I let you go, do we really expect Brogdon to be back in the second round? And at what point do we see Mirotić make an appearance?
I think Mirotić and Snell will be back for the first round. I don't think anyone in the organization is all that worried about them being back for that. I think Brogdon is back in the second round, but, you know, I think what's still in the air, and Malcolm looks really good when you see him walk around the locker room, walk around, you know, the bowels of Fiserv Forum. Like, you kind of just see him there, and you're like, okay, yeah, like, he doesn't look like he did 2 weeks ago. He's obviously not in the boot or anything. Like, he's starting to look more and more like normal. But I think ultimately the thing that we're going to find out more in the next couple of weeks is, once they start to ramp him up, how does his foot react to it? Is he ready to go at the start of that series, the middle of the series, or the end of that series? I think second round is still where it'll be. It's just a matter of which game of round two he will come back for.
Always good, my friend. We certainly appreciate it, and we'll talk again next week, okay?
I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thanks, Eric. Talk to you soon. Eric Name of The Athletic. Read his stuff there. He covers the Milwaukee Bucks like a blanket, and we appreciate him joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.